Call the meeting of the Sylvania City Council's Employee Community Relations Committee to order. It's October 21st, 2013, 6:30. Present are council members Brown, Lukey, Capellini, and Hussman, Bill Sanford from the administration, and Greg Feller, who is one of the individuals who's expressed interest in being appointed to our CRA Housing Council. We actually are going to discuss three separate appointments tonight, one to the Housing Council, a set to the Sylvania Historical Village, and one to Sylvania Recreation District. So let's start with CRA Housing Council. We have two interested candidates for this. One was interviewed last week. We found it impossible to schedule meetings where we could have both candidates come in at the same time. So committee met last week on October 16th to interview Tom Reynolds. We have tonight Greg Feller. Greg, you want to just come up here? We'll keep this pretty informal. And, you know, to keep this parallel with the three of you who were here for the meeting last week, kind of do this in the same way you did it last week, so that everybody kind of gets an equal shot at this.
Basically, we had a couple questions of Bill, but we went over the experience that Tom Reynolds had, and he gave us some reasons on why he would want it to be on the council. And we didn't take any vote or anything. We just made any recommendations. We just listened to what he had to say, and we had some questions that we needed answered. And tonight, I believe, we'll make a recommendation to council tonight.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's basically all it went.
I was thinking that our last meeting, we had Bill start to kind of explain what it was, and actually, at the last meeting, we all needed the explanation, but
yes.
This meeting, probably Greg would like to hear. Since this is a new committee and we're still kind of figuring it out, it would make sense to just like lay out exactly what he's going to be doing and his responsibilities would be and what he's getting into.
When we have this committee in place, there'll be an orientation meeting, so everything will be explained, because they're just to be clear what the role of this committee and council is going to do. The CRA districts, we've had, I think, six or seven in the city that have not been very active. We have not had an application in a while. Part of that was because if you applied for one, the most you could get was 6 years. Whereas now, with you're looking at 10 to 15 years, which is determined by the use that would the property would have in the CRA district. Mm-hmm. Going forth, and what it does, it's a break on the property taxes. And the best example, and you might be pretty familiar with it, is vacant property and what the tax is, and it would be frozen at that point, and then you would build something on it, which would increase the value, but the tax for the person doing the development would pay on the value before the changes to the property,
right.
The improvements.
Right.
So that's the break, and then with the number of years, it can turn out to be a pretty substantial benefit to the person, and would encourage the development. And council spent a lot of time getting information as to identifying what were the areas, and there were four that we identified. Only three were finalized, because there's still some areas that we're looking at to add to the fourth one. I think that's pretty
good. Yeah,
where that's we're at right now.
Bill, how often do you imagine these will meet, and is that an on-call, or how does it go?
Again, we'll have this orientation, and Jim Mohn does not anticipate a lot of meetings. It could be, you know, a couple times a year, maybe. I think it depends on the activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Greg, would you mind giving us a little background about yourself? I think everybody's seen your resume.
Sure.
But just sort of fill in the texture to that a little bit.
Okay. I guess real quick, I'll go back. I went to college at Purdue, graduated, actually my degree is actually mechanical engineer, had a couple jobs. After college, doing mechanical type stuff, then circumstances, I ended up moving back to Toledo with my wife and started working for my dad, who owns a civil engineering firm. And so I'd been there, that was in 2002, so I'd been there 13 years now. No, 11 years, sorry. 11 years now, and I started just, you know, doing engineering, design, you know, detailed design, and kind of morphed into doing more of the preliminary zoning type stuff. You've probably seen me at some meetings over the years. Mm-hmm. And then, and now I'm president, so I kind of run the business as my dad is starting to retire. But I still do a lot of the preliminary layouts, zoning research. I go to council meetings, you know, zoning meetings a lot. So I'm pretty, you know, familiar. We're as a company, we're very familiar with Sylvania, the city and the township. We've done a lot of work in Sylvania, a lot of subdivisions, commercial development. So I feel like I'm pretty familiar with Sylvania. Obviously, very familiar with the real estate industry and the, you know, issues on that end. I've been on the Sylvania CIC for probably 5 or 6 years now. I don't know exactly how long. I've been on the executive committee for, I don't know, like the last year, maybe 2 years. So I've been involved with that, but just, you know, looking to get more involved with the city. You know, I've lived here when did we move here? We moved it back to Toledo in 2002. I think we moved to Sylvania in 2004 or 2005. So we've been up here for a number of years, and like I say, just kind of looking for another way to get more involved with the city and whatnot. So.
And you do live in Sylvania City?
I do, yep. I live at Sylvania and King, and that neighborhood was annexed to the city a while back, so we are in the city.
Right.
Right behind
Anderson's. Right behind Anderson's, yep. Right behind Anderson's Market.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Sylvan Lakes?
Yeah, cool.
Yep. Yeah. I'm on, I don't know if this matters or not, but I'm on my HOA there. I'm a trustee of the HOA.
Okay, so somewhat similar experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So that's just kind of a quick synopsis of my background.
Mm-hmm. Any questions from the committee?
Well, I think everything is very nicely covered here as far as your background, and you've just explained why you'd like to kind of get into it. And what excites me is you look a lot younger than I am. And, I've been looking for you.
You know, we're in trouble because you look a lot younger than I do.
Well, thank you, but yeah.
Then where does that leave Katie and I?
Kids, that's right.
Just kids, yeah. But well, that's, I think we're excited to see a young face appear and say they want to be involved. So that's.
Well, I just had a birthday, just turned 37, so I hope to be around for quite some time.
Just call me Mom.
And you have every expectation that you'll continue living in Sylvania?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we love Sylvania. I mean, my kids, you know, my daughter started, but she goes to Central, the new Central Trail. Mm-hmm. My two younger ones just started preschool at Stranahan, so we're pretty much entrenched in the school and don't want to leave it, and love it.
Do you have any questions of us or of Bill in particular?
I don't think so. I mean, I've chatted with Bill a time or two in the past. I think I have a general understanding of you know, obviously what CRAs are and what the intent is, and Bill just kind of gave that little explanation. So I think I. I'll learn more, you know, assuming I'm
right.
lucky enough to get appointed, you know, learn more of the orientation. But like I say, I'm somewhat familiar with CRAs. I mean, you know, we've dealt with them in different areas and whatnot, so.
Right. Okay, I think that just sort of to give you a sense of where we're headed, Bill talked about the actual committee process, but as far as tonight, the CRA is going to be composed of appointees by the mayor, plan commission, and council. Mm-hmm. Those folks will come together and meet and appoint two more people. All right. So, so I'm told.
The planning commission gets an appointment.
Yeah.
They did. They did. They made theirs, and the mayor has made his.
Okay. So my point is, it's not healthy for me to predict what the committee is going to do tonight here, but we could. Appoint, since we have two candidates, appoint one tonight and encourage the council and the committee to then appoint the other when they convene. So there's a possibility that, you know, one way or the other, that would work out for both of you.
Sure.
So that's kind of the deal. Hate to have hauled you out here for this.
No, that's okay. That's okay. It's important.
Yeah, it is important. And we will, We're going to have a discussion now. You're welcome to stick around, I suppose, but if you don't want to stick around, if you want to give me, I can just give you a call later, let you know what's going on.
Okay.
Up to you.
Okay. You said you're going to do it at the council meeting?
Yeah, we're going to have some discussion right now.
Yeah.
And then we'll do it at the council meeting.
Okay. I'll probably kind of scoot if that's okay. Got a couple other meetings tonight.
Yeah, you know, it looks like a fairly long agenda tonight, right? And so I make one in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
We have some engineers coming in, you know.
Oh, engineers, they start talking.
Exactly.
That's all.
Blah, 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 yeah.
That's right.
Hey, listen, it's a great meeting.
Okay, it was nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you tomorrow.
All right, great, thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you.
All right, thank you, Greg, Bill.
So, Greg's left, and I think we really just need to decide. I'm a little disadvantaged since I didn't hear Tom.
I think they'll both.
They're both qualified. I think Greg is probably, with his educational background and his knowledge of blueprints and that kind of stuff, even though Tom has a knowledge of blueprints and his dad was in the construction business and he worked with his dad.
He's in the construction business, too.
Yeah, part-time. But
he built my, he has two full-time jobs.
Yeah. You know, they're both qualified. I think out of the two candidates, the strongest one would be Greg, in my opinion. I don't know how the other people feel. I think Greg would be the strongest candidate. I like Tom, too, you know.
Yeah.
But from...
Well, we're in a good point because...
You know, from a knowledgeable standpoint.
Two people in two positions.
And I think Greg has a little bit more experience and knowledge than what Tom has, even though it's, you know, he flipped the ball, but maybe it's me, but I'm impressed with education and how he worked his way up, even though it's his dad's business, how he worked his way up for 9 years.
Sure.
That's didn't just walk right in. I like that aspect.
Sure.
You know, that's my feelings on it.
Well, Katie?
I like them both. I may think ultimately they're both gonna, I mean, if, I don't know how we want to say this at council, but if the committee wants to go with Greg first, then that's fine. And then if we could make a strong recommendation to the committee to appoint Tom, because I don't think the committee wants to re-advertise, and we have two great candidates, that if we can word that in council to say, let's appoint Greg or Tom tonight. I mean, I think that they're both great candidates and equally as strong, that just whoever we appoint first is a technicality, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the five of you will then appoint two more. So it'll be
right, and if we
one of these,
like, and if,
probably,
yeah,
and somebody
take
else.
The recommendation.
And you're out of that, so you...
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And if we have a strong recommendation, like, we don't want to go through this whole thing again if we have two really good people.
Right.
Right.
So, either way, I'm good. I mean, mm-hmm. whichever goes first is... Mm-hmm.
Now, will the committee or what are they, council, will they make their appointments prior to the orientation?
Yeah.
I would hope, and then, because you wouldn't have to repeat that though, for the other,
right.
I think.
Okay.
Sandy?
I think I'm leaning towards Greg. It's, you know, mm-hmm. I think it, I do like his enthusiasm as a young person. I know that excites me a lot to see mm-hmm. somebody that young want to be involved
right.
in his community, and he has been mm-hmm. even with CIC for, you know, since
He actively participates. He just doesn't come. I mean, he offers opinion and insight.
Yeah.
So it's good that way.
I mean, I feel confident we'll end up with both of them anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess I would say I would prefer Greg.
Yeah, you know, I kind of like him from some of the soft things he's got going for him. I think the fact that he's part of his homeowners association board, kind of gives him experience with the appeals process, you know, and dealing with angry neighbors and all that kind of thing. And that's an important quality that, you know, Tom, I don't think has. Tom probably's greatest strength is that he's got the bottom-up knowledge of construction, right?
With Tom, nothing is ever a problem. Nothing ever stresses him out.
Well, he's a fireman, you know, he's used to
running
into burning buildings.
Yes, I mean, he's amazing with people and amazing with...
Yeah, there's no question about that.
I'll add one thing that Greg was involved with for his association. They did a traffic study of, it was more of the, when the chief puts up those things that can identify the traffic and the speeds and all that stuff. And he chaired it because the people were saying how fast people were driving, and then after the report, it showed how fast they really were going, and he was real good at explaining that to the rest of the neighbors with some real facts that they could use, but he headed that all up.
Do you need a recommendation?
Yeah, let's make a motion.
I'll make a motion to recommend the council to have the council appointment to the CRH council, Greg Feller, with a strong recommendation that the council appoints Tom Reynolds as one of their two appointees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a
second.
Okay, all in favor of the motion to appoint Greg Feller and then strongly recommend that the council itself appoint Tom Reynolds, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 4-0. We'll make that recommendation to council tonight. Moving on, we have the opportunity to appoint to the Sylvania Historical Village Board, and Sandy, you have that for us.
I do. The board has unanimously recommended two people that they would like to see on the board. And this term would start as soon as we could and would end in April 30th, 2016. Those are two openings we have right now. Mm-hmm. Their names, the first one is Ted A. Long from North Shore Strategy, and he contacted us. He has previously been a member of the society and wants to be on the board, feeling that that is where he would better fit. I did
North
make
Shore.
North Shore
HR Consulting.
Yeah.
He was he was a principal in Finley Davies for a long time. Now he's on his own.
He does sort of strategic planning as well.
Yeah. He also did, while he was with the society, he did their website. If you happen to look at the Sylvania Historical Society website, it's quite impressive. Mm. And, of course, we need that strength on our board, and so we're looking at that. The second page is a kind of something he did a presentation, and that's kind of what they said about him. So you can kind of read. Do I need to read that out loud? You know, everything he's been done. He's into a lot of things, as you can see, and is very excited to be a part of the
Historian of the Year.
Yeah.
What is he?
Recently named Historian of the Year by the West Ohio Conference of the United Methodist Historical Society of Ohio.
Hmm. So, but I think, Bill, you might want to say, he's first contacted Bill because he knew him through the old Newsboys, and then the three of us had lunch, and that was the first time I met Ted. I think he would be a very good add to the board. After talking with him, he knows kind of the workings and some of the people, and I think he seems to have the vision that we're moving towards in the Sylvania Historical Village. And so, and he came to our last meeting, was well received, sat through the whole thing.
There you go.
There you go. So that'd be, that's,
you know,
impressive.
I know Ted a bit through some of my volunteer activities. He is involved with Boy Scouts, and I sat through some strategic planning that he did for the local Boy Scout Council, and was very, very good at it. I also figured out on Saturday night, after you had mentioned the name, I think, to me, maybe when did you text me today?
Today,
so I didn't figure anything out. But he's the chairman of the board of the Valentine Theater Foundation.
Yes,
he is. He was at the big fundraiser the other night and said a few words. And, you know, the Valentine itself has historical significance.
Yes, it does.
I think he's been involved with that. So he certainly has some good credentials. He's also a very collaborative guy.
Yeah. I'm very excited that he's interested in and came to us.
He sounds lucky.
Yeah.
He wants to do.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think he's really into the history part of it, too, and he wants to see that accomplished, and that is certainly the direction we're headed. The other gentleman is Tony Aridi.
How many appointments? Just one?
This is two.
Two?
No.
Okay.
No, we have,
what's his name?
It's A-R-I-T-E.
Okay.
And I did ask him today. I said, you know, I've got to say some things about you. And he has been coming to our board, you know him.
Yeah.
He's been coming to our meetings because he works with Doug DeMarkowski. And Doug was on the Sylvania Historical Village Board and did all our lawyering stuff for us gratis. And then as Doug got busier doing some other things, Tony, his employee, started coming to our meetings. And he has been done everything gratis, just like Doug did. And he's just been really helpful, helping Mary Kay Solt, our treasurer, figure out all this stuff that we didn't know that we weren't doing properly. And so he admits to being a numbers cruncher and likes to do that kind of stuff. And he's also been working, doing all our lease stuff. He was doing that even when we were doing the Maplewood Marketplace. And I know Bill worked with him a lot during that period, getting interrupted in there in the transition. And so he's been very involved with us without a vote. This would just kind of formalize his membership and give him a vote. Do you want to say anything about Tony? You've worked with him, Bill.
No, I mean, I think there was really an opportunity for him to stop coming and be involved when Doug decided he couldn't serve anymore on the board. He really likes being involved. He enjoys it and he puts in a lot of time. So it's almost, I mean, he's probably been there more than some board members at our meetings and things. So.
Yeah.
Just be nice to recognize his interest in doing it. The only, and Ted lives in the city, Tony does not.
I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
How does he live in Sylvania, in the Sylvania community?
No, he lives in Toledo. He works in the city. He works in...
Yeah, he works here. He works down the street on...
Yeah.
Where Doug's place is.
It's probably... putting too fine a point on it, but I think 2-3 is in the Sylvania School District.
Uh-huh.
So close.
Yeah.
Plus you've got other members that don't live in Sylvania.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's something that, you know, I think we need to do. I mean, history isn't just, you know, in one area. And so to broaden and get more people into the village, which is the whole thing, and into our programs, we have to be more than just a city organization, and township is good. Greater than that is good as well. So we have, I think it's important to keep a number of Sylvania residents on the board, but I do think that, so we're doing one of each if we do these two, so.
Okay. You want to make a motion?
Oh, yes, I would recommend that Ted Long and Tony Aridi be on the Sylvania Historical Village Board.
Second.
Okay, all in favor of the motion to appoint Long and Aridi to the Historical District Board, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's approved. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, and then, yeah, we'll get asked for legislation then at the...
I don't know if we need legislation or not. We just might need a motion. I'll find out.
In the past, we've all had to sign it, because...
Oh, okay.
I've had last time.
Yeah, but that comes from the organization. Like, when I distribute the signatures, that comes from Community Services, and I take it around and have council members sign it. So I'm not sure.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll talk to Jim.
You know, maybe, I don't know.
Whatever way he says.
Yeah.
Okay, number three is an appointment to the Sylvania Rec District, right?
There, you joint recreation district.
Okay.
There you go.
Do you want to go, just walk us through this for the purposes of the tape? We all got a copy of the letter, right?
Right. George Francis is currently on the board, and he has been for many years. He was president at one point. He is vice president now. He, I think everybody on council received a letter that he wants to be reappointed to his position. So I would recommend that we reappoint.
Is that a motion?
That would be a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion is carried to recommend that George Francis be reappointed to stay here.
Is there a term? Is there a term? It's 3 years.
Is it three?
You have a letter, is he saying?
It came up so fast.
2 years.
2 years, okay.
Okay. Okay, the fourth piece I just want to mention is that we have an appointment to the Board of Zoning Appeals. I think we talked about this at the last meeting. I was to reach out to Norm Ladd, who is on the board. He does live in the city, and I think Marble Cliffs is in the city, somewhere in the city.
Yeah, it is.
He does have an interest in being reappointed. I think you made the point, Mike, last time, that he's got some solid construction experience and some background. So I guess I thought I sent this on to Sharon to do the paperwork for, but I didn't see it on the agenda tonight. So we'll just fold this in as well, if that's okay with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Bill?
Nope, can't think of anything else.
Okay, then we are done at 6:58. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all.